Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 93 this afternoon under clear skies, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 67. Bright sunshine tomorrow, 93. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 88.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt has announced that she has been diagnosed with breast cancer and plans to undergo treatment in the coming weeks. As Cake News reports that Schmidt disclosed the diagnosis last week and says she will continue to work as the state's top insurance regulator while undergoing the treatment that's set to take place at University of Kansas Cancer Center in Kansas City. Schmidt is currently 67 years old and was first elected as the insurance commissioner for the state of Kansas back in 2018 and reelected last year with a 63% of the vote across the state. In other news, police in Garden City, Kansas have arrested 55-year-old Dale Nicodemus at his home on suspicion of multiple child sex crimes, including rape. Cake News reports the arrest happened after a months-long investigation that involved a 15-year-old girl that reportedly happened with the event in December of 2022. Nicodemus was booked into the Finney County Jail for rape, sexual exploitation of a child, and aggravated counts of indecent liberties with a child, solicitation of a child, and attempted criminal sodomy. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
A bald eagle that was found in Linwood, Kansas on the side of the road in Douglas County with an injury to his leg has officially been released back into the wild. Cake News reports that the rehabilitation of the eagle was done by Operation Wildlife, the largest publicly funded wildlife rehabilitation facility in the state, where they say they believe the eagle was struck by a car due to the location that it was found. The Lawrence Humane Society was able to rescue the bird and bring it in for treatment, where they found no fractures, but it suffered a muscle and soft tissue damage. According to the organization, the bird went under anti-inflammatory medication and cage rest before being released back into the wild. In other news, an investigation is ongoing after a fire that broke out at a wood pellet warehouse that injured three firefighters and put them in the hospital. Cake News reports that the three firefighters were hospitalized for minor burns along with heat exposure after battling the flames at the Pioneer Pellets warehouse in Kansas City. As they say, 160 firefighters were helping to put out the flames. They say there was no concern about threats of hazardous materials catching fire at the facility. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Work may proceed in Kansas on the Greenbelt Express Transmission Line project. The Kansas Corporation Commission has approved a request from Invenergy, owners of the project, to allow the transmission line to be built in two phases. Construction on the line that runs through Kansas could begin in late 2024 and will carry power from the Spearville Wind Farm east through Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. The original agreement required the company to obtain financing to complete the entire line before work could begin, citing demand for the project's energy and delays in permitting and land acquisition in Illinois. Invenergy requested an amendment allowing them to begin Phase 1, which includes Kansas and Missouri, once all regulatory approvals and financing have been obtained for that portion of the project. Even if Phase 2 doesn't materialize, Phase 1 will be operational and capable of moving wind from western Kansas east on a merchant line paid for by subscribers. Marshall County is updating the 911 system with a coordinating council that's standardizing operations throughout Kansas. Annual costs for installation and maintenance of $18,000 will be funded through 911 tax proceeds and will allow updates without replacing equipment or updating maps. The system is expected to be operational by early August. Washington County Republican Central Committee will meet Monday evening at 5:30 in the FNB Bank Meesman Meeting Room to appoint a new Register of Deeds after Susan Bruna accepted a position as clerk of a district court. Candidates will be allowed to introduce themselves, and committee members may ask questions. Public may attend but will not comment. The meeting Monday evening at 5:30 at the FNB Basement Meeting Room. Nemahal County Planning Commission updated commissioners at their last meeting, advising they had voted to accept the comprehensive plan with amendments as presented by the consultant, and that public meetings will be planned in July for both Seneca and Sabetha to outline the proposal. Following the public hearings, the committee will adopt a final recommendation as to a comprehensive plan for Nemahal County and will then present to commissioners for consideration. Water restrictions were placed in Pawnee City last week in response to the continued drought conditions. Outdoor watering will be rationed on an even-odd address rotation so long as consumption levels remain above what the system can accommodate. An injury accident in Riley County last Tuesday morning involved a Marysville man, Jack Bowen, age 51, reportedly rear-ended a vehicle driven by Rodney Dugan, age 48, of Leonardville, at the intersection of Tuttle Creek Boulevard and Marlott Avenue when Dugan had stopped in the road coming upon another vehicle that was on fire. Three passengers in the Bowen truck, Heidi Bowen, age 38, and two youths were transported to a Manhattan hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Injury accidents reported in Washington County May 17th in the 200 block of B Street as a Texas man rolled his vehicle swerving for a deer. He was transported to Washington County Hospital. May 24th, a Sharon Springs man lost control in the 800 block of 3rd Road, struck a guardrail and overturned. He was taken by private vehicle to the hospital. And June 7th, at the K-147 and K-234 intersection in Washington County, Kelby Ruprecht of Odell was struck by a Junction City man. Ruprecht was transported to the Hanover Hospital. Karen P. Harper-Zedek, age 74, passed away Wednesday. A graveside service Tuesday is planned at 10:30 at the Vermilion City Cemetery, with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Karen Zedek. John P. Kane, age 61, of Topeka, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Private family burial at a later date in the church cemetery. Rosary is planned Tuesday evening at 7 at the church, with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for John Kane. LaDonna R. Nemechek, age 84, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church, with a visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for LaDonna Nemechek. Larry L. Wolbrandt, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Larry Woolbrandt. Albert J. Kochel III, age 40, of Waymore, passed away Friday. No service is planned at this time, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge for Albert Kochel III.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying dry and very warm this week. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Before a slight chance for some rain showers over Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. Some showers may continue early on Wednesday, then sunshine with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still sunny on Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. And another chance for some scattered showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. These showers may continue into Saturday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. And more rain Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 87. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 65. And the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Need to dry out a damp space but don't have a dehumidifier? We will share an easy, low-tech solution on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 19th, the 170th day of the year. Actress Felicia Rashad has a birthday, and baseball legend Lou Gehrig was born in 1903. Musical instruments, photographs, stamp collections, artwork, and even your wine stash are at risk from high indoor humidity, not to mention bad hair days. If an electric dehumidifier isn't an option, here's an easy makeshift alternative. You'll need to find 2 5-gallon buckets and a bag of rock salt. Drill small holes in the sides and bottom of one bucket and place it inside the other. Fill the perforated bucket with rock salt. The salt will draw moisture from the air, releasing it into the second bucket. Periodically empty the water and replenish the rock salt. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more clever household tips online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rainbow International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rainbow International Restoration, 562-2501.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
It's finally time to get back out together. Time to plant and grow together. To create and reconnect with friends and community. Time to have fun. To serve and build all together again. Summer programming is back at your local library, so we can be face-to-face and enjoy all the resources and fun the library offers every summer. All together now.
Join us at Marysville Public Library for All Together Now Summer Reading Program, June 19th through July 29th. There's something for everyone, from birth through adult. Details on our Facebook page or our website, and register or call 785-562-2491. Have fun all together now at the Marysville Public Library.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals won one game in the three-game series against the LA Angels over the weekend. As game number two, they finished off on Saturday, winning 10-9. Game number one, they ended up losing 3-0 in a shutout. Yesterday's game, they were down 5-2. The 1-3 series for the Royals keep them at the bottom of the AL Central, sitting 19-52 overall for the season, sitting 10-28 at home, 9-24 on the road. The Minnesota Twins are still atop the AL Central at 36-36. After a few series at home at Kauffman Stadium, the Kansas City Royals are back on the road today with a midday game against the Detroit Tigers. That first pitch at noon. It's a three-game series before heading down south to Tampa Bay to take on the Rays. The Tigers right now are in the middle of the AL Central with a record of 30-40 for the season right now. They are sitting 15-18 at home. The Rays are number one in the AL East at 51-24 for the season. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry, you can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
The Men's College Baseball World Series is underway after Game 1 and 2 started on Friday last week, as Oral Roberts ended up topping the TCU and Horned Frogs by a one-point victory, 6-5 in game number 1, followed by the evening game on Friday evening with Florida overtaking Virginia, also 6-5 with the final score. By Saturday, it was games number 3 and 4, as Wake Forest ended up winning game number 3 in a 3-2 victory over Stanford. LSU topped Tennessee 6-3. Narrowing it down to Sunday's games number 5 and 6, with TCU eliminating Virginia in a 4-3 victory. The evening game consisted of Florida overtaking Oral Roberts 5-4.
Today, it's games number 7 and 8 back-to-back again for the College Baseball World Series, with the elimination game as game number 1 with Stanford taking on Tennessee. That first pitch at 1 p.m. Central Time. The evening game is Wake Forest and LSU with first pitch at 6 p.m. Tuesday's game is TCU and Oral Roberts, also an elimination. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Senior Legion Post 163 Baseball split a doubleheader with Doniphan County on Sunday, winning 4-3 in Game 1, then falling 7-0 in Game 2. A road contest at Corning is scheduled for Wednesday, while a road game at Hiawatha is scheduled for Sunday, before the boys' next home game will be next Thursday. You can find that full schedule on KNDYRadio.com.
If you need a tractor that's small but mighty, Can-Equip in Marysville has just the ticket. The Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor from New Holland. With 25 horsepower, a three-point hitch, rear PTO, and mid PTO, it handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor gives you deluxe comfort and simple two-pedal operation that makes it easy to mow, load, dig, grade, and more. Stop by Can-Equip in Marysville to learn more about the Workmaster 25S.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plants Kit Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plants Kit uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plants Kit is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Celebrate National Pollinator Week by lending a helping hand to bees, butterflies, beetles, birds, and bats that help pollinate our gardens so we have seeds, fruits, and vegetables to eat. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by evaluating your garden. Make sure you have something blooming in the garden throughout the growing season. Select plants suited to your climate and growing conditions. If you need help selecting some of the better plants for pollinators, review the regional planting guides at pollinator.org. Include trees, shrubs, parsley, dill, and other plants the caterpillars feed upon. With a diversity of plants, you can easily overlook the leaf damage. Reduce or eliminate the use of pesticides that can harm the pollinators. Sanitation, barriers, traps, strong glass of water, and hand picking can help minimize pest damage. Soon you'll find more birds, lacewings, and lady beetles visiting your garden to eat the problem pest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
KNDY.
If someone needs help, we might say others figuratively carried them to where they needed to be. In this case, one man literally carried another man for 40 miles to save his life. It was a testimony to all who had just been taken prisoner. The inspiring story is next on the American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It was early November 1950. Over 200,000 Chinese troops entered the Korean War, and at the Battle of Unsan, American soldiers had to retreat and regroup as they faced the large force. Father Emil Capon, military chaplain and Catholic priest, was on the battlefield. Known for his courageousness and the fiercest of fighting, other soldiers recalled trying to get him to fall back to safety.
He said, we'd hollered at this chaplain to get out. You got to get out now. And he said, he turned and looked at him, and they said, like a man shopping for groceries. He was so calm, so quiet, and he just said, I will not leave the wounded and the dying.
Harriet Bina shares the story from Capon's home church in Pilsen, Kansas. On November 2, 1950, Capon and other Americans were taken prisoner. Those who could not walk to the camp were killed on the spot. Herb Miller was one of the wounded. When he could not stand, Father Capon saw the situation and took action.
He came charging across the road, came over and pushed that Chinese soldier away and said, here, let me help you. Grabbed Herb, threw him over his shoulder, and turned and started walking away.
Father Capon carried Herb Miller for 40 miles to the prison camp. Once there, the conditions did not improve. The situation for most was dire.
He couldn't change it. He was a prisoner now. So he tried to make the best of it that he could. They were going to have to live there. They were going to be captive here for a while.
Father Capon worked to make life in the camp better for everyone. He was an inspiration for the POWs, which meant his captors did not like him.
They couldn't take him out and kill him, because if they took him out and killed him outright, the whole camp would revolt. But now he was sick. He had a blood clot in his leg.
Capon's health continued to deteriorate. The final chapter of this story is not really a final chapter at all, as you'll hear next time. As we travel the countryside in Pilsen, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
Due to an influx in orders, Landall Company is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, welders, fabrication, material handlers, and painters. Attendance is rewarded with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work required hours. Landall's working overtime and offers competitive wages and a full line of benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shifts, all-inclusive insurance plan, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online at Landall.com or call today. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, vets and disabilities, welcome.
Keep an eye on your hay bales. Desperate times bring out desperate thieves. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Stay tuned to learn how to protect your hay from being ripped off as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
The prevalence of hay bale theft tends to rise when the economy is down or it was a bad growing season. Maybe the producer notices hay slowly disappearing over time, or the thieves take an entire rack of bales all at once. Brian Waddingham is the executive director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. He says thieves will take whatever is the most convenient for the crime, so make it harder for them to even consider it.
Obviously, the one that would be best is if you wouldn't have to leave the bales in the field overnight, that you could take them up to your farmstead and put them away. But, you know, if that's not an option, probably the next easiest method would be to put a gate across the field entrance, padlock it shut, just don't allow them access to get into the field. You know, you could also ask nearby neighbors to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity at night. They would happen to see lights in the field after dark.
Another option is to put up trail cameras that would capture a license plate number. Some have put a GPS device inside a bale, so if it starts moving, it could be tracked. It can be very difficult to prove the stolen loot was yours and get it back. But Waddingham says some states allow producers to mark hay with a colored food dye.
If the thieves are taking the bales home to use for their own livestock, you're probably not going to find it. But if they're going to take those bales and try to sell them at a hay auction and there's red or purple marks on them from the food dye, then it becomes a little easier to identify them and say they are my bales.
If you or your neighbors see suspicious activity in the field, call the sheriff and let them handle it. Waddingham recommends that you not try to intervene because you never know the mentality of these criminals. Learn more about preventing hay theft at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Sometimes when I'm sifting through family photos, I become overwhelmed with gratitude that my past self captured such precious moments in time. Now I get to revisit and cherish these memories for years to come. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When we reflect on our past experiences, it's a powerful reminder of the importance of considering our future selves. It's easy to get caught up in the present moment, but the decisions we make today can have a huge impact on our futures. This is where foresight comes in. Establishing a plan now can provide peace of mind for ourselves and our families in the event of emergencies or other major life events that are unexpected. By considering the potential needs of our future selves and those around us, we can make the most of what God has given us today and make intentional decisions to prepare for the future.
The start of a three-part series featuring varied viewpoints on the Farm Bill. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The nonprofit organization Food Tank recently assembled a panel of food and agriculture folks to talk about the Farm Bill under consideration in Congress. One of them was Ben Thomas from the Environmental Defense Fund.
We want to address climate change. We want to have better soil, better water, better community health. We want to improve access to medicine in rural America. We want to improve food access, and we want farmers to be supported and to not be wiped out every time there's a natural disaster.
Thomas conceded that, in his view, the Farm Bill isn't flawless.
Having all these things work together is the challenging point. And you're going to end up with some policies that aren't perfect. And that isn't a reason to throw those policies in the waste bucket. It's a reason to work on building them better.
And says Thomas, the part of the Farm Bill that protects agriculture is important.
If you talk to the producers and the members of the public who rely on those resources, those are not small programs. They are critical resources.
More tomorrow. In the meantime, you can watch a recorded video of the Food Tank Farm Bill discussion. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville invites you to check out the new 2023 Chevy Trailblazer. Sporty with lots of options and priced at just $25,500. They have a new 2023 Chevy Suburban High Country Edition. Plenty of room for everyone and everything. Check them out today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, June the 19th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. As we celebrate June Dairy Month, we are reminded of the nutritional benefits of nature's perfect drink, milk. In this report from Holstein Association USA, we hear the story of how a Midwest mom has revolutionized the world of sports drinks with dairy at the center. Bob Cervera reports.
Milk. It's protein-packed, full of vitamins and electrolytes, and it's at the foundation of a healthy diet. That's why Midwest mom Michelle McBride asked the question.
So I thought, well, there's got to be a way to make a sports drink out of milk, and so that's what we did.
Michelle is the founder and CEO of Good Sport, a recovery drink naturally made from the goodness of milk.
It came from really a need I had. My son was being offered the leading sports drinks that are filled with sugar and artificial ingredients, and I wanted something natural. And I thought, what about milk? And so I did a little bit of research, and I learned that milk is packed with electrolytes and that it's been scientifically shown to be more hydrating than sports drinks.
The results have been revolutionary. Good Sport has three times the electrolytes of other leading sports drinks and a third the sugar, with no added sugar. Michelle says there's a good reason her sports drink can do all that.
Dairy plays a role in that because we just leverage the carbohydrates that are already in milk to make Good Sport, and it's the perfect balance of carbohydrate for a sports drink.
And being a 21st century mom, Michelle sees other benefits of using dairy to fuel an active lifestyle.
Fortunately, Good Sport is also sustainably sourced. We are upcycled food certified because we work with dairy processors to use the part of the milk that they can't use when they ultra-filter milk.
And let's look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today, only from Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
An eye on your hay bales. Desperate times bring out desperate thieves. Stay tuned to learn how to protect your hay from being ripped off on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
In a world where pests terrorize unsuspecting citizens.
Wrong script, dude. This is Intrepid Edge Insecticide. You know, saves farmers acres from soybean pests.
Oh, right. In a world with two modes of action and proven residual protection, Intrepid Edge Insecticide delivers fast knockdown for total control of soybean pests and more yield potential. Visit intrepidedge.corteva.us to protect your acres.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Of hay bale theft tends to rise when the economy is down or it was a bad growing season. Maybe the producer notices hay slowly disappearing over time, or the thieves take an entire rack of bales all at once. Brian Waddingham is the executive director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. He says thieves will take whatever is the most convenient for the crime, so make it harder for them to even consider it.
The one that would be best is if you wouldn't have to leave the bales in the field overnight, that you could take them up to your farmstead and put them away. But, you know, if that's not an option, probably the next easiest method would be to put a gate across the field entrance, padlock it shut, just don't allow them access to get into the field. Ask nearby neighbors to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity at night. They would happen to see lights in the field after dark.
Another option is to put up trail cameras that would capture a license plate number. Some have put a GPS device inside a bale, so if it starts moving, it could be tracked. All bales look pretty much the same, so it can be very difficult to prove the stolen loot was yours and get it back. In some states, producers mark hay with a colored food dye.
If the thieves are taking the bales home to use for their own livestock, you're probably not going to find it. But if they're going to take those bales and try to sell them at a hay auction and there's red or purple marks on them from the food dye, then it becomes a little easier to identify them and say they are my bales.
If you or your neighbors see suspicious activity in the field, call the sheriff and let them handle it. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about preventing hay theft at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Monday, June the 19th, and of course the markets are closed today in observation of the Juneteenth holiday. So let's take a look back at Friday. Here's how your Friday finished. Final price for corn, July corn that is, 640 and a quarter. That's up 17. Corn for September, 594, final price up 24. Kansas City wheat for July, 842, that's up 29 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for September, 839, up 30 and a quarter. July oats, 404 and a half, that's up 1 and a quarter. September oats, 405 and a quarter, up 1 and a half. Taking a look at soybeans for July, final price, 1466 and a half, up 38 and a quarter. August soybeans, final price, 1407 and a half, up 39. Taking a look at cotton for July, 81.35, up 71 cents. October cotton, $82 even, up 12 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for June, $178.35, up 77 and a half cents. High, $178.90, low, $177 even. Live cattle for August, $171.72 and a half cents, up 65 cents. High, $172.30, low, $170.82 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for August, $234.92 and a half cents, up 80 cents. High, $236.40, low, $232.70. And that's a look back at what happened on Friday. Remember, today the markets are closed in observance of Juneteenth. We'll get going again tomorrow.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Strive Bank in Wichita, have you heard of them? Strive Bank is a Wichita community bank you can trust. Strive Bank, STRYV, is locally owned and was started by business investors here in 1974. With a focus on business, Strive knows the ins and outs of the local market. Strive, spelled STRYV, is a full-service bank with two local locations for all your consumer and business needs. Visit STRYVbank.com. Strive Bank, locally owned, here for all your banking needs.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Chinch bugs, when they are young, are reddish pink with a white stripe, and then mature into being gray with white on their wings that create an X on their back. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses why these bugs are an issue for plants. He also describes why chinch bugs can be more difficult to kill.
Chinch bugs are serious pests and have been serious pests for many, many years. Number one, they suck plants. They have piercing, sucking mouth parts, so they suck the juice out of the plant. And the second consideration is true bugs have kind of a waxy coating, so insecticides generally are not absorbed as easily or as well as they are with some of the other insects, so sometimes it takes a little longer to kill them, or it's a little more difficult to kill with traditional insecticides that are, you know, contact insecticides.
Whitworth reviews the life cycle of the insect and what they are looking for next.
2 months ago, when the wheat broke dormancy and started growing, the adult chinch bugs moved out of where they were overwintering, and they moved into the wheat. And then the wheat, as it grows, they started feeding on that a little bit. Now, as the wheat starts to senesce, the chinch bugs, they've laid their eggs. The eggs are just now hatching, and the little nymphs cannot fly. The adults can fly, but the nymphs are the ones that are going to cause the problems. They're in the wheat. They're still feeding in the wheat as long as there's a little bit of green left in the wheat. But as it senesces, as it dries down, as that juice dries, they're going to be looking for food. They start moving out of the wheat, and if you plant sorghum, corn, or any grass adjacent to wheat, you could have a problem early on as those plants germinate.
There are multiple management methods for chinch bugs, and he explains each of the options.
The insecticide-treated seed works really well, but only for 21 to 28 days. The chinch bug nymphs, they have to find food within 2 or 3 days, or they die. They're a walking generation, so if they walk 50 feet and find grass, they'll feed. Much more than that, they don't find something to feed on, they're going to perish. So the third way of doing it, if you don't use seed treatments or you can't vary your planting date, is by just a foliar insecticide. There are some foliar insecticides that work pretty well. Generally, you only have to spray maybe one or two passes on the side adjacent to the wheat. But what you want to do is make sure you use adequate water or carrier to get to where the chinch bugs are. These insecticides are contact insecticides.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on chinch bugs and why they could be a concern for producers. Taking the time to scout crop fields is an important part of figuring out if the insect is on your land. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Don't you worry about getting fixed up. When you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. Come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night like this. This is one that we don't want to miss, no. Well, come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick-tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I want to hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all. You thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Oh, girl, you never look better than you do right now. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Riverside love song. Hey baby, all we got is all night. Come on now.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.